Let's begin with prayer, okay? Our Heavenly Father, we ask that your word might be very meaningful to us today and that we would not be just hearers of the word, but doers. I pray this in Christ's name. Amen. The title of my message today is entitled, Where Do You Go for Guidance? Where do you go for guidance? All right. This is a back-to-school message. How many of you are going back to school this week or next? All right, we have some. All right. Okay, we have a lot of kids over here that are going back to school. I hear groans and moans, okay? All right. Oh, no. Okay. Parents are excited. Children are groaning. All right. We have some college students going back. How many college students are leaving this next week to go back to college? All right, we have one here. Is there another one? Okay, Helen and Justin and Samantha. And where's Zach? Zach. So we have four. All right. So we need to be praying for these ones, yeah, that God would really give them a great year, that they would be used of the Lord, stay on track for Him. And then how many kids are, raise your hand if you're going back to school this week or next week. All right. We have high schoolers and younger kids. All right. So I'm glad to see all of you kids here today because this message is especially for you, but the rest of you don't get to leave, okay? Because really, this is a matter, we all need guidance in our life. So as we look to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, you can read from your Bible or you can look on the screen. And what I'd like to do is read this together. So go ahead and advance that. All right, so here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to read it first. And then we'll read it together twice, all right? This is really a significant verse or verses, ones that you maybe have memorized in different versions, so there might be a little bit of a change there, especially on verse 6. But it says this, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths." Let's read that together. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will make straight your paths. One more time. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will make straight your paths. We all need guidance. We all need wisdom to face life's challenges. The next slide just reminds us of that. There are many paths. There are many things that we need to decide, decisions that we need to make. In fact, the next slide reminds us of some of those decisions. And go ahead and list them out for us, Grant. There's a number of them there. Some of you are facing employment issues, school struggles, not yet, but you will be, relationships, between family members, relationship between friends, marriage issues, and go ahead and just list them all down through. Maybe you can identify with one of these issues that is going on in your life. Maybe you're facing some of these things in the near future. But guidance, all of us need direction. You will find help in most all of these areas as you read through the book of Proverbs. In fact, I encourage you, if you are wondering what to do in your own personal devotions, especially high schoolers and college age, but even the younger children, go to whatever day it is. Today is the 16th. Go to Proverbs 16 and read that chapter. And try to practice that every day. Whatever day it is, go to that particular proverb and read it. It deals with friendships. It deals with watching out for temptation. Deals with hard work and family matters. And so I believe that there is a lot of wisdom there in the wisdom literature. Proverbs is one of about five books that is called wisdom literature. We have the book of Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and the Song of Solomon, all designed so that we would understand what God desires for our life by way of wisdom. We need help for life's challenges. And we need to begin, obviously, with the Word of God. So let's work our way through Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and we're going to break it down a little bit into four sections. As you notice in your Bible, if you're looking at that or in the text before us, you find that there are basically four parts. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, part one. And do not lean on your understanding, part two. In all your ways acknowledge Him, part three. And part four, He will make straight your paths. So those will be our four points today, but we'll try to put it in such a way that you'll be able to take away the information and remember it. Point number one, go to the Lord for direction in your life. We see that in the verse 5a, where it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. The book of Proverbs repeats a common theme throughout it. And it states first in Proverbs 1 and verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Solomon was a wise king. The Lord had given him a special measure of wisdom and of wealth. Solomon had everything that a person could trust in: riches, material possessions, women, everything that money could buy. But as he learned throughout his life, the hard way, he learned that we need to go to the Lord, that He is the beginning of wisdom. Money will not replace that. Possessions will not replace it. Relationships that we have with one another will not replace it. We need to go to the Lord for direction. Letter A, go to someone you can trust. When we are seeking the matter of help, when you young people are coming to major decisions of who your mate's going to be, of what college you should go to, of what you should do next by way of career, you need to go to somebody that you can trust. Now, in high school, they would say that's the guidance counselor. And that's okay for some direction. But in our text before us, we need to go to someone that we can really trust. To trust means to rely upon or to have confidence in. The Hebrew word also has the idea of stretching yourself upon a bed or resting on a hard surface. The word means to put your full weight on something. In fact, we could have brought a bed out this morning and I would have said this and laid down on it. That's the idea, the Hebrew idea of trust. It's putting your full weight on. To trust means to depend on someone or something completely. When you need help, advice, or counsel, we need to go to someone that we can trust. Here's the illustration of a trust fall. How many have ever done a trust fall? All right. When I was in college, I went with a group of four young men. We traveled around the country, and we went to a number of camps. One of the camps we went to, they had this trust fall. It was learning to trust one another, learning that, you know, that sometimes we're going to have to really yield our own personal direction and time and all that stuff, and we're going to have to depend on those that we are in a group with. And so they would line up these junior age kids, and we would get on the platform as an adult. Now, this was scary. And then you would fall backwards into their arms. That takes trust. In fact, I've got some pictures here off the internet that show some of these, what it's like to do a trust fall. The next one, you can see that she is like reluctantly falling backwards in this trust fall, hoping that those kids will catch her. And this one really shows it. She's not sure that this is a good thing to be involved in. And I remember that feeling, that here are these junior age kids, they're not very strong, and I'm going to be falling backwards and entrusting myself to them. That is a scary thought. But when you think about it, when we go to the Lord as the one we are to trust, that's where the proverb here tells us. Trust in the Lord. The Lord is someone that you can trust. In fact, consider some of His attributes. I've listed a bunch of them here. I don't mean to overwhelm you, but here's just a few that I've listed of His attributes or His characteristics. This is what God is like. He's not like a junior age person who may be kind of weak. He is all powerful. He knows of everything about everything. He's ever present. Notice I've emphasized he's wise. That's why it says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And so when we are making decisions in our life, when we are trying to determine what our path will be, we must go to someone like the Lord. And first of all, to help us in all that's before us. He's wise. He's always good. He's sovereign over all, loving, gracious, kind, merciful, etc. And yet, you know what we especially, it really bothers me as I look at Christians when they're trying to determine where they should move to, what their course of action should be next. It bothers me as I see Christians, people who are supposed to be followers of Christ, make decisions without any regard for God at all. If there's anything that you can learn from this morning, from this text, it's that we must go to our Heavenly Father. We must go to Him for guidance. You would think that He was unreliable the way some of us go to Him. And notice how it says here, trust in the Lord with all your heart. It would be a lot easier if it said, trust God. And we could all be saying, I do that. But what about when we add the words, trust God with all your heart, with everything, with all your decisions, choices, motives, intentions? How about then? We must have all of these things directed to what God wants and what God can do. That's what makes it tough with everything that we have. That's why loving God, He could have just told us, love God. But what does the Word of God say? Love God what? With all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's what makes it difficulty. That's what gives us difficulty. But go to the Lord for direction. Young people especially. It's great to have other counselors in our life, and we're going to see that in just a moment. But number one, go to the Lord. Go to Him in prayer. Go to the Word of God, and He will direct your paths. Number two, it's very clear before us. Do not lean on your own understanding. Don't rely on your own know-how for direction. Do not lean on your own understanding. We are so used to doing things on our own. And we see that over and over again. I know that that's a problem in my own life. I try to do things, I try to handle my difficulties, and then I wonder why it doesn't work out very good. We are so used to doing that. We think that we know better. Think Adam and Eve. Did they think that they knew better than God? God said clearly, here is the rule. Do not take of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But instead, they went for it. They thought it would make them wise. They thought they knew better than God, but they did not. There are many others in the Bible. In fact, if you want to do a study, even this next school year, do a study, Bible characters of people who went their own way, made their own decisions apart from Jesus Christ or apart from God. And you will find littered throughout the Word of God people who made misery of their lives, made very poor decisions that in some cases destroyed their life. Notice it says, do not lean on your own understanding. When I first did a study of this word, I was thinking, well, trust means you lay completely. You give all your weight to it. You rely completely. And lean, that means you just lean a little bit. But really, the lean here in the text and the word means also to rely on, to depend on, to trust in. And so really it means very similar to the idea of trust used in the verse. So it's the idea, don't try to figure out everything on your own. Trust in the Lord. Go to Him. Don't do it yourself. We often think, I can do it on my own. I'll do it my way was a song of years before me. I'm smart. I can handle it. I don't need anyone else telling me what to do. It takes humility to yield control and to trust in the Lord. We also go to unwise counselors. And I want to list some of them, but I think here is the, not only do we tend to trust in our own self, but we go to others who are not very helpful. Sometimes we go to religious people that are smart and nice and agree with us. But they're people who are, in quotations, religious, but really are not interested in following God. Don't go to them as your counselors when seeking advice. Don't go to ungodly friends that are going along with the crowd. And I say this especially for school students. There are friends all around you in the public school and in the Christian school who will give you bad advice. Be careful. Measure it. Screen it through the Word of God when you're trying to make decisions. Watch out who your counselors are. There are worldly entertainers, the music you listen to, the people you watch on TV that you listen to. They have a different agenda. They are often representing an ungodly world system without God. We need to be careful where we go for advice. How about teachers or professors that have no regard for God? I hate to say it, but some of my own family, some of my own siblings during high school sought out some teachers, professors that were not good for them at all, and they followed deviant lifestyles because of that. How we need to go to God's Word and not to professors or teachers who have no regard for our God. And there are many others in our life that we might want to run to because they're echoing what we want to hear. But go to God's Word. He will give us by far the best advice. So we've looked at, go to the Lord. Don't go to yourself and your own know-how. Third, in every area of your life, involve God personally. So we look at verse 6a, notice what it says. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. That has always tripped me up. I don't know about you, but when I read that, I've had it memorized for a long time. But that phrase, in all your ways, acknowledge Him, really bothered me because I didn't know exactly what it meant. Let me help us to try to understand that a little bit. First of all, it says, in all your ways. Involve God in every area of your life. Here's just some of them. Not just your church life on Sunday. Okay, we expect that. But your academics, your work, your relationships, your hobbies, your finances, your downtime. In every area of your life, acknowledge Him. And we'll see what that means here. Get to know God personally. In all your ways, know God is another good way of knowing that or of approaching this. In all your ways, know God. Not just facts about God, the fact that He's all-powerful and good and holy, but get to know Him personally through His Word. Getting to know Him through experience, what He's really like, how He works, what pleases Him. So in all your ways, get to know God. Listen and try to obey His Word in everything you do. Let me show you the difference between knowing about and knowing intimately. Here's a little cartoon I came across this week. It says, love is finishing each other's sentences. I think that's a way that you can kind of tell whether you really know an individual or not. My wife and I have been married for 33 years. And one of the things I've noticed throughout the 33 years is that I'm beginning to think a lot like her, and she's beginning to, well, no, she wouldn't want to think like me. But anyway, I'm beginning to think like her, all right? And we finish each other's sentences. I'll start maybe humming or something, and she'll finish the song or whatever. It's amazing how we're on the same page in so many different ways that we just really start thinking, and we start just, I'll come up with something and she'll have already said it, spoken it out. It's just amazing how that comes. But it reminds us of what happens of over marriage. We get to really know one another. We know what each other is thinking. When we know God's ways, when we know God intimately, we know what He is pleased with. We know what direction he wants us to take. We know in our decision making what is important. And I think that's important that we understand that as we work our way through in our life. So, go to the Lord. Don't rely on your own know-how. In all your ways, in every area of your life, even your academics and your sports and your gymnastics and your, all the things, music, acknowledge Him. Know God. Know how He wants you to approach. And then, fourth, if you are seeking God for all areas of your life, He will direct your steps. Notice what it says in our text before us. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. This doesn't mean that everything will be easy. It doesn't mean that everything will be smooth sailing. Not at all, because we have evidence that the fact that we will face hard times and trials and persecution. But it will be easier. It will save us a lot of heartache if we follow His ways. Do you hear me on that? Do you believe that? You will save yourself a lot of heartache if you follow God's ways. His rules are not there to make our lives miserable. God's rules and regulations and perimeters and boundaries are there so that we will enjoy life more and find true joy. We all know that life is challenging. And if I could give an illustration, life is like a road with all kinds of twists and turns, obstacles and danger. As the song goes, it's not an easy road. And if we could picture that for just a moment, life is filled with all kinds of twists and turns. I remember coming back from Yosemite National Forest. One of the entrances there is kind of like that. You're just going back and forth, and you don't know what's around the next bend. And all of a sudden, a car might just come and dart in your lane or whatever. You have to be ready for anything. Life is like that. Life is also filled with wrecks, with people who have tried to handle their problems on their own. And sometimes as their life is blowing apart and chaotic and damaged and destroyed, they wonder, where did I go wrong? And I believe it was because they were listening to wrong counselors. They were trying to do it in their own strength. We saw some of those folks down at the Pacific Garden Mission this last week. We had the joy of going down there and serving breakfast to over 700 people. They came in groups. The first 200 men came through, and then we cleared the tables and picked up the stuff after them. Another 200 men came through, cleared up after them. Then 250 women and children came through. And it was just sad as you looked into the faces and into the eyes and tried to imagine what had gone on in these lives. I've told you about some of my classmates who have destroyed their life through foolish decisions, poor choices. And God wants to spare us from those kind of things. He does not want our lives to end up in a wreck and destroyed. We may have times when it just seems impassable. Life is just so hard that we can't move on and go another day. I'm so glad that the Lord is still with us and for us during those times. Life is filled with obstacles. Life is filled with danger. I can't imagine driving on a road like that or like this, especially with a little rain. Think what that would do to a road like that. But you know, life is a lot like these paths that we've seen and the roads that we see before us, filled with all kinds of challenges. And so we need to heed the words of Solomon as he says this: trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank You for Your Word. And now, Lord, as we go from this place, may we apply these truths to our life. We will be challenged tomorrow morning as we face some decision, as we approach some relationship, whether at work or at school or in our own homes. Father, help us to acknowledge you in whatever we are doing, to know your ways, to know your will, and then do it. Happy are those who obey and not just hear. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.